that when Hamas fires rockets, is that an act of self-defense, or is this, as Israel portrays it, an act of terrorism?
Yeah, of course Israel portrays it as an act of terrorism. Israel has the right, the obligation to withdraw from the occupied Palestinian territory. And if once this happened, it's attacked by the state of Palestine, it has the sacrosanct right to invoke and use the right of self-defense.
To be clear then, on those rocket attacks, are you saying they are legal resistance?
I'm not saying anything that International Court of Justice has not said already for the past 20 years. Israel cannot invoke the self-defense against the people it occupies.
No, you're talking about what Israel's doing. I'm talking about what Hamas is doing. Is what Hamas does when it fires a rocket at an Israeli town, is that, in your terms, self-defense, or is it terrorism?
It can be both. If you target civilians, it can be both. So again, an act of resistance.
Well, those rocket attacks are untargeted, largely.
Look, an act of resistance can be criminal and therefore should be held accountable. So those who have committed crimes against any civilians through killing, brutalization, torture, or abduction need to be held accountable. But let me tell you, under international law, an unlawful act of the resistance doesn't delegitimize the resistance, while the occupation that Israel maintains in the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem is so unlawful, the taints of illegality, whatever it does, and it's not defensible. As the Court of Justice has reminded Israel, in many ways, the only legal way for Israel to exercise self-defense vis-a-vis the Palestinians is to withdraw its military and civilian presence from the occupied Palestinian territory and give the Palestinians an opportunity to live free as a people, and cannot justify the legitimate security risks that it faces to annihilate the Palestinians.
So
this is what's happening, Krishnan.
So-